Welcome, all you liars, infidels, and fools. My name is Haley.
And my name's Brandy. And we are Easy Killer.
Easy Killer.
Easy Killer.
Hey guys, welcome.
And thank you for coming to listen to us. If you don't know about the Delphi murders, I'll just give you a little snippet about what we're going to be discussing tonight. I do want to put a warning out that this is a very...
Trigger warning!
Very much a trigger warning. I just want to let you know that you will be hearing some things in this episode that may not sit right with you. And if that's so, then this probably is not the podcast for you.
Probably not, because we're... Honestly, there's probably going to be a trigger warning at the beginning of all of our episodes.
Because we deal with a lot of craziness.
Because we're some triggering bitches, I guess. I don't know.
The most fucked up, weirdest cases we tend to navigate towards. I don't know why. We just do. It's just who we are. We're fucking rebels, and that's that.
Yeah, but we're always nice and easy going about it.
We are very easy, you know? Killer.
We gotta keep it easy.
We gotta keep it easy.
And if you all think that you hear shrieks coming from the basement, you know, of my house, it's my dogs. It's not anybody, like, you know, being held up back there. Yeah.
You may hear some background because we are parents. She's a dog parent and I'm a parent of
I have human. Way too many animals Humans. In this house, and it's hard to keep them all under the same
right
wavelength of energy, you know. And I bet you my older one, he's back there just chilling. Yeah,
he's like, can't you shut up, sir?
Yep. And then and Gordy's just a so yeah, we're trying to minimize the background noise, but you know, we're new at this, but we're figuring it out ourselves.
Yes, we are, so just bear with us. And a little snippet about me, I'm Brandy. You're not going to get my age because it's none of your fucking business. Don't joke. I'm just in my 30s. I don't want to give too much information out there about me you know, so you can hack me later.
Right.
I always think I'm very a paranoid person where I think somebody's trying to hack into my bank account. I don't know why. Well, I don't even got that much money in there. I'm just saying.
People have hacked into my bank account before. Right. So, you know, right. It's not out of the realm of possibilities.
That is correct.
But, yeah, so you're Brandy, you're 30-something.
And I got some children.
And you got some kids.
And I am technically on hiatus with school, because I'm going to get my criminal justice degree, my bachelor's in criminal justice. But, so yes, I know what the fuck I'm talking about, you guys.
I'm not getting my criminal justice degree, and I'm not getting my bachelor's in nothing.
She's drinking some wine.
I'm a dropout. I'm a college dropout.
And I got a Mountain Dew.
And I'm sorry, ready. Mom.
It's going to be all right.
All right.
I just feel like I had to let them know. Like, we're not just these two bitches running our mouth. We kind of are,
but it's okay.
We are.
We're allowed to do that. It's the internet, you know? Yeah. We can be... Shout out to our number one fan. I don't even remember his name, but he called us, me and Brandy...
Two foul-mouthed idiots.
Two foul-mouthed idiots, which is now one of my favorite phrases of all time.
Yes.
So, keep your eye out for some merch coming... One day,
yes.
We're going to have some two foul-mouthed idiot shirts. Or we're just going to have foul-mouthed idiot shirts. You know, we haven't really figured it out. Because we're still in the designing process of all that.
Exactly. You know. So, y'all ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready, too. We've been doing this for a while now. Trying to get this recorded. So, and also, let's just say, happy Valentine's Day.
Don't say Valentine's.
Is it Valentine's or Valentine's?
It's Valentine's.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I love you, Brandy, but I hate when people say Valentine's
No, you're
Day.
Fine, because I tend to say shit the weird way. My husband is very... So, my husband's mother was a teacher, so he is very big on grammar.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, he's very big on grammar, and sometimes I'll say, like, wash rag or wash rag or, I don't know, wrench. Give me that so I can wrench it out. I'm one of them type people, if you can't tell. Well, and people hate me for it, but it's all right.
I don't hate you. I love you. I hate Valentine's Day.
So happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
This is 2021.
All right. So let's get into the murder that occurred the day before Valentine's Day in 2017.
Yes. So Liberty German and Abigail Williams were two local girls from Delphi, Indiana. And they're not local to us, but we are very close. Shout out
Delphi.
Shout out Delphi. But they were two. Liberty was 14 years old. Abigail Williams was 13. They were both wet girls who lived, you know, just like your typical everyday small town teenagers.
Small town, yeah. It's important to emphasize that it was a small town. Because mm-hmm. they were about, I think, a little less than 3,000 population.
Yeah.
A lot of farms and mm-hmm. family farms and whatnot out there in Indiana.
Indiana. And this happened, I want to say that they're pretty much close. I don't know if they're before or after Indianapolis, if you're coming.
There are, I think they're a little north of Indianapolis.
Yeah.
So, but they're about 3 hours from Louisville. Louisville. It's okay. They can know we live in Louisville.
Oh, yes. We are Louisville, Kentucky, born and raised.
Because we're going to be talking about some Louisville murders one day.
So, Abigail and Liberty both went to the local middle school. Or was it high?
Mm,
no, they were still in middle school. No,
that's middle school. Yeah, for sure.
They were still in middle school at the Delphi Community Middle School there up there.
Oh, you finally found out the name of the school.
Yes, and I'm crazy.
Hell yeah. I was striving for that last night.
I didn't, and it didn't take me that long. And it's probably called something different. I just know that a lot of their schools say Delphi Community High.
Right.
But they're, you know, from what I've read and heard and researched, they were very loving girls. They wasn't like your run-of-the-mill average city girls who were like running around at 13 doing wild shit like me. They were your normal, everyday 13, 14-year-olds.
They look very innocent.
They look very innocent.
Like, they're teenagers, obviously, like, you know. But, like, right. you look like they weren't the girls that were, like, into, like, all like, the
yeah.
crazy shit, mm-hmm, you know, like tell. Middle school. You know what I mean?
And
like
both,
the girls like doing drugs, right. and
they were very getting pregnant
and all that. Like, you know, they were. They look goody two shoes to me.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not saying that in a bad way. It's, you know, but right. they just looked like very they wholesome,
their age, 'cause I think wholesome, a lot of
clean girls. You know,
yeah. I think a lot of people act older than what they are, honestly, and I think they act right about their age, 13 and 14.
Yep.
So Liberty lived with her grandparents, and she had lived with them a while. I'm not really going to get back into the details about why or this and that, because, I mean, it is what it is.
Well, no one really knows, I don't think, you know, right. other than the fact that their grandparents just have raised them since they were right. little.
And I know that Abigail Williams lived with her mother with her grandparents, so
mm-hmm.
Her mother worked a lot of jobs, like two or three jobs at the time. That this happened. So on February 13th of 2017, the girls woke up. It was a Monday morning. Typically they are in school Mondays, but on this particular Monday, they actually was not in school. It was like a makeup. It was a makeup day that they didn't need, so they allowed the schools to be out that day. And I guess, you know, can you remember when you was a kid and you got to have a free day, like you would just want to either mm-hmm. fill that day up with something to do with your friend. I mean, just as simple.
Yeah.
As,
and like, yeah, like I was going to say the exact same thing. Something as simple as just going to the park or like taking a walk or
right.
I used to do that shit all the time when I was, it was like, that was the best thing to do. 'Cause you wanted to get away from your parents.
Right.
You wanted to be with your friends. You wanted to do whatever you wanted to do and right. cuss. And I, you know, not that they were cussing, but I'm right. thinking of me when I was that age.
Right.
You know,
when I think about them and from what I read, they said this Monday started out pretty normal. The girls woke up at Liberty's house. She was allowed to stay the night there. And I think her mother, Abigail's mother, said that she was actually about to not let her stay the night that Sunday night. Something about to do with her work schedule. She was about to say, you know, hey, never mind. No, you need to come home. But she went ahead and let her stay.
Don't you always, well, not, I don't think that really would have changed what happened, but.
No.
Don't you always hate that when there's always like, oh, when I she hear thought that, about, it breaks my heart. You know what I mean? She yeah. thought about doing this, but she didn't, you know.
It's sad. It really is.
Oh, also, I want to, come in and say that we have a drinking game going on here. So anytime you hear me say, you know, or you know what I'm saying, or you know what,
you
I
know
mean,
what I mean?
Does any, that make sense? Any of those, just, yeah, yeah. Does that make sense? I'm an idiot. Yeah. So just take a shot or a drink or a anything. Whatever you do.
If you like milk, drink milk. We don't give a fuck.
Just, you can even play this as a hydration game, okay? Take yes. a drink of water every time
Maybe you
hear me
be
say
drinking
it.
A gallon of water a day anyway.
Yeah.
Anybody so in this world should.
Let's promote that instead of it as a drinking game. Drink your water.
This podcast is sponsored by H2O water. So we're gonna get back into Liberty and Abigail that day. So when they woke up, everything was pretty much normal. The grandmother said that she, and they were at Liberty's house, mind you. The grandmother said that, you know, they were just talking back and forth, Snapchatting like normal kids do. Just Snapchatting and doing the things that they, you know, that normal teenagers at that time and age do. So, something had happened where Liberty was snapping her mom. Now, Liberty's mother lives actually down in Kentucky. She was working, and she said she snapped Libby and said, you know, or Libby snapped her, and then she snapped Libby back and said, hey, how are you, why are you out of school? You know, they talked for a little bit, and then, you know, that's all she heard from her that day. But at the grandparents' house, they were just kind of deciding what they were going to do for that day. And then that's when Libby had asked her sister Kelsey, who lives with her and is a little bit older than her, and if she could give her a ride to the Monon High Bridge. Monon High Bridge.
That's where we're going to go with.
Yeah. Monon. Moonon.
I think it's known to locals as just High Bridge.
Yeah, but they call it so... To take her to the High Bridge and her and Abigail, you know, just so they could spend. And it was a very weird, one of those days in February where it's warm enough where you don't need a jacket, but then some parts of the day you might.
Yeah, and they said, I think it was said it was like 50 or 60 degrees that
yeah,
day.
Yeah,
which so. Is, might not sound like, you know, that warm to
right,
some people.
Right, where you're from, yeah.
Yeah, but here in the, you know. Mm-hmm. Wherever we are, and I don't even know what you would call the area. The Mid-South.
Yeah, the Mid-South.
Here in the Mid-South, we have very, very cold winters. Right. So, in February, to have a date, or, you know, a day that is over 50 degrees is just kind of, you know...
Right.
Crazy.
You're like, yeah, you're going to take advantage.
You're like, yeah,
you're
let's
be
get
outside
out. Let's go,
it.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking
let's do something.
And I'm thinking that's how it went. So... She ends up asking Kelsey, hey, you know, can you take me? Kelsey, of course, says no, like, at the first, she said no. And I guess she said, Kelsey said in interviews that she felt kind of bad for telling her no, so she wanted to go ahead and she said, if you can get a ride home, then I'll go ahead and take you guys on my way to my friend's house. I'm still not sure if she was going, I think she was going to a boyfriend. And now.
Yeah, on her YouTube, yeah. She said, or I don't know if it was her YouTube or it was a YouTube interview she did. Right. I think it was what she, the one she did with Kendall Ray. Do you know who that is?
Right, yeah.
Kendall Ray. Yeah, I think she did one with her and she said that she was going to help her boyfriend move.
Okay.
That yeah. day. And that she said that she could drop them off, but she was going to be busy helping him move, so she couldn't pick them up. So right. they needed to find a way
to
home.
Yeah. So, eventually, she ends up, you know, saying, Libby ends up finding a way and getting a hold of her father, which, who also lives there with the grandparents, and letting him know that, if he could pick him up. And, of course, I'm guessing he says yes. And they end up heading out the door. But as they're heading out the door, the grandmother, you know, says, don't forget to take your coat. I love you, you know.
Yeah, and then Kelsey said that after she said that, they did forget to take their, they forgot to take their coats.
Yeah.
And Kelsey was like, well, I'm going to go run inside and get, you know, a coat for Abby because, you know, she didn't live there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she got one of Liberty's, or Libby's, because, you know, they went by Abby and Libby. I always want to say Liberty, but she went by Libby. And so she grabbed one of her coats for Abby, and she grabbed one of Libby's coats and brought it with her. Because she seems like a very kind of...
Yeah, sweet girl.
Yeah, she's very sweet. And,
you can tell.
And I'm sure Libby was really sweet, too.
Yeah, you can tell. Like, very wholesome, down to earth. They all seem like very wholesome, down-to-earth people.
Yeah.
Really good-hearted people.
Just some good old, I mean, even though they're not boys, but they're just some good old boys. You know what I mean? Like right. The Dukes of Hazzard.
Is that what they say?
Just some good old boys. Right. Never meaning no harm.
Yeah. So they get in the car and head to the bridge, which it's in the middle of town. So it's not like, you know, they were driving forever. So it's kind of like in the middle of their town. So it, from what I read on it, it's like in the, like if you're driving down the road, you won't be able to notice it.
You have to be looking for it.
Like, yeah, it's one of those secret gems in every small town. Yes,
which me and Brandy have talked about going to this place because it's like it's only 3 hours away. But
right.
We have to go with my husband because I'm not going to go without my husband and a gun.
Right.
But I really want to go and just like check out the area.
And a lot of people have. Okay.
I know, yeah. I've seen people on Reddit and stuff go there a lot.
I remember Kelsey saying that when she dropped her off, she remembers, like, looking in the rearview mirror or something like that and seeing them walk off. And that was the last time that she's seen them. And so, what we are assuming now, starting from here on through the podcast, is going to be somewhat factual stuff that we know happened, you know, in the process of them going missing, to them being found and stuff. But there will be speculation on our part because there's clearly not enough evidence.
There has to be. There has to be speculation on our parts because there's not a whole lot of evidence out there. And the evidence that they have put out there doesn't all necessarily tie together.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Sure, yeah. So, Libby...
Take a shot. I just said, yeah. You know.
Libby's sister, Kelsey, dropped them off about 1:35 p.m. And it was, I mean, like a normal drop-off. It wasn't nothing. She didn't notice nothing out of the ordinary. She didn't think that, you know, anything weird was going to happen. Well, see,
what I never really understood, and I don't know if maybe I just missed this part when, you know, researching and stuff, but did they ever say, like, was this, like, a highly populated, like, park that, like, people went to, like, with their families? You know how when you go to, like, Burnham or like Tom Wallace, there's like a lot of families there and people walking around? Or is this just like some like random like off in the cut? Like, I know the bridge was abandoned. The bridge was technically abandoned even though it was still standing.
Yeah, but there's also a walking trail way before that bridge. There's a walking trail that you can access further down the road where people actually park their cars and walk.
Okay.
And this is somewhat, you would say, like, these people, okay, imagine, like, starting down at the beginning of a trail. This was the end of the trail. This is where you could turn around and go back, or you could
instead
walk
of going over the bridge?
Yeah, because technically the bridge was off limits. You really weren't supposed to.
Yeah.
I mean, this bridge is fucking creepy. Okay, it's 850 feet long and 63 feet
it's
tall.
It's very tall.
63
feet
tall.
We have photos. We're going to upload photos on Instagram.
And you have to literally not be scared of heights because you can see through this bridge when you're walking on it. And it's been said that it sways back and forth. There's no fucking way in hell I would ever be on that.
No, I want to go and see the bridge, but my ass ain't walking across.
There's no way. I'm chunky. I'm breaking boards
exactly.
off top.
That's the good thing about me is that I know my limits.
Me too. I know my limits, and it's not going to be falling to my death.
I know my limits, and that's why I've never been skiing before.
Right.
People but be like, hey, want to go skiing?
But
like,
I can see, you know, I heard a lot of people say, why, you know, I read the comments. They're like, why would they let their kids go to that? Why would, I don't think they thought that their kids would even be on the bridge, honestly.
Yeah, I mean.
I think that they thought they were walking the trails. Walking.
And
the,
honestly, I don't know if there's ever been, like, any confirmed, like, you know, like, anything that's been confirmed saying that this was like a regular place that they went or had gone before. Had they ever been there before?
Right. Yeah. They had been there before.
They had been there before. Okay.
Kelsey said they would go there, you know, for
pictures. Well, then, yeah. So then it's probably just like a place that kids go to take pictures of.
Yeah. Because it had a beautiful backdrop.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so I'm going to tell you, like,
very pretty.
In the wintertime, you can actually see it more clearly. When it's summer, it's so dense and so much foliage and so much.
It's really pretty, though.
Trees. It's really pretty.
Like, because I saw this.
But
someone,
you're going to get lost very quickly.
Yeah, someone visited it on
You're fine.
Remember, you know how you have a problem saying editing?
Yes, I can't say editing.
Visited. Yeah. They visited this place, this bridge, and they took a photo of it, and it was, like, breathtakingly beautiful. Yes, and I was like, it looks like it's somewhere, like, in California or something, yes, you know? Like, when everything's in bloom.
So this is, like, a wooded area, and in between, as you're walking down the trail, this bridge comes along. And I want you to remember every older movie where you've seen them, and you've seen the train coming, and they had to jump.
That's exactly my favorite movie of all time.
So Stand By Me, when they're walking on that tall ass trail, that's exactly what this is, but more beat up
train.
And wooden. So yeah,
that's
the visual.
My dog's name is Gordy after that movie. Gordy LaChance.
And you can't say this catchphrase that you get from there either, because it's
what catchphrase?
Oh, I don't know if it's from that then. Maybe it's not.
Well, you can say a catchphrase. You just can't print it on a t-shirt and make money off of it.
I don't know. I'm not even going to attempt it.
Whatever. We're getting off track anyway.
So, all right. So, she drops them off. And
they're on Snapchat. They're taking some photos.
Right. So, at 2:07 p.m.
of each other.
Liberty takes a picture of Abby. And you can see they've made their way down this train track, okay?
Train trestle.
The bridge.
It's technically a train trestle.
Yeah, train trestle. They've made their way down it.
You did really good at repeating how I said that.
They made their way down this, and the picture is of the infamous one of her standing there. It looks like she's like 1 foot balancing, and she's just standing there looking down at the ground. And had, you know, I can't tell if she had her hands in her pockets, but clearly
I don't think she did. I have that photo.
And clearly there is nothing there. There is nothing behind
this one.
Well, at least to the eye. See, at first they thought there was, but you can see in the Snapchat.
How do you zoom in? She sent
the Snapchat filter, you know, picture out to her Snapchat friends, and that was that. From that point forward, nobody knows what happened. But I'll skip ahead real fast. I'll skip ahead and go to the part that 3:11 comes around and her dad gets there. And he calls. No answer. He sends a text. No answer.
They were supposed to be picked up at 3:15.
Yes. So Kelsey's grandmother starts panicking when he calls and says, I can't get a hold of them. Maybe her phone died. You know, normal teenage shit. Maybe their phone died. Maybe she lost her phone. Maybe she's lost, you know.
Yeah, maybe they got lost.
You know, nobody at this point is thinking anything, because they're not. Even still on through the night, they really don't. They honestly just think that they got lost, you know.
Yeah, that's what a lot of the family members, they were just like, you know, we were sure that, like, we were going to find them the next day.
Right.
And they were going to be in the forest.
The worst
part
would have been them being mischievous and doing crazy shit.
Right.
So, like, I don't think that they thought anything bad. So, Kelsey, the sister, gets... Her phone starts getting called back to back by her grandmother. And she said deep down she knew something was wrong by then, because her grandma wouldn't have called her that much. So then her grandma calls her and tells her, like, hey, Libby and Abby are missing. So then they call Libby's mom or Abby's mom and let her know. And they also call Libby's mom down, who's in Kentucky, and lets her know. And at first, you know, she said the same thing. Everything seemed just... like, oh, they're lost. Okay, we'll find them.
Yeah, we'll find them. Yeah. Nobody. I think the only person that ever thought that anything was going wrong was Kelsey.
Right.
Liberty's older sister.
Yeah. I think that she probably.
She had some intuition, and she was like, something's not right.
Right.
Especially, you know, after.
Yeah.
What's to come.
So, you know, the hours tick on. So they start getting the town people involved. And I think at between 5 and 5:15, they call the police and let them know, like, hey, we got two missing girls. It's getting dark. Of course, it's getting cold because it's still February, you know, and we need help. So they send somebody out, and then they get the town together, like friends and family, and get them searching.
Well, even the authorities weren't, like, they didn't suspect foul play.
No, they to thought begin they with. Really just assumed that they got lost. Yeah, and he fell.
This was like a search and rescue herself, type like, of yeah. mission.
So they're not freaking out yeah. or nothing. They're so. Just like searching. So they do that, and as you know, around 11 p.m., that's when it starts setting in. Like something's fucking wrong. That's when like one of the family members said, you know, she wouldn't be out here. Libby is scared of the dark. She's not going to be here. And that's when another person thought, I think...
Well, she's going to be there if she ain't got no way else out to go.
Right.
You know? I mean...
Mm-hmm. And I think that she would just, at that point, that's when everybody started, you know, kind of freaking out. And they still didn't understand why they called off at around 11, but they kind of had to because it's so dark and the woods were so thick. Like
they picked up like the next morning though.
Yes, they picked up later than normal is what I heard.
I don't know when they exactly picked up, but I know that the bodies were found.
Yeah,
around noon.
So on the
next day,
at 9 a.m. the next day, the search begins again, and they are now it's more people. I mean, like over 300 people at this point are now searching the entire area of the park. It's not a park, the entire area. Then I think that Kelsey was, you know, they all had walkie talkies and then she said she heard, we found a shoe. So immediately,
a black Nike.
Yeah. Immediately when they said we found the shoe, they also said, like, I'm going to say a couple beats later, oh my God, you know, we found them. And then they shut off all communication on the walkie talkies is what I heard. That they basically was just like, you know what, this is, and then that, I'm guessing that's when Kelsey knew it was bad. And of course, the family members and everybody starts finding out they don't know, you know, a whole group of people found them.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure that them people are not going to ever talk about what they seen. From what I hear, very bad. It was very graphic. Now, mind you, the police have not released anything to do with how they were murdered or how they, you know, something that, nothing. They
no, yeah, no cause of death.
No cause of death, you don't know. It's all speculation from about this point.
Yeah.
So, this is where it gets kind of where we have our own theories. I have clearly my own theory. Haley has her own theory. We'll touch base on it. But the girls were found murdered. And this was shortly the next day on Valentine's Day. Were found dead.
Valentine.
They said it was a very odd crime scene. That it had
the bodies two the bodies reposed.
The body. We're hearing rumors. And I say this because it's not factual.
That's okay. That's true.
We're hearing rumors that the bodies were posed.
That is a rumor.
Now, I did hear from one of the
thanks for fact checking me.
Oh no, you're fine. I did hear from one of the spokespersons, or the you know, Doug Carter, who was the like guy always talking on the news,
lead investigator, yeah, or whatever.
I want to say he was, but I'm not 100% sure. I didn't know if that was a proper, you know, saying for him. But
Superintendent
Doug yep. Carter. I'm sorry.
There you go.
It was said that there's like two or three signatures on this killing, which meaning like it's odd. There's some signatures like a
things that aren't like, yeah. yeah things that are gonna be left behind or
yeah.
Or posed.
Yeah, or posed, you know, is what they say. But a lot of people don't know, so the girls...
Well, nobody knows, really.
I mean, the family was in utter shock. It was devastating to them. Like
obviously, know, yeah. Oh, my God.
They couldn't... Like, they just didn't understand. Of course, the police couldn't tell them everything, and they still don't know everything up front, is what I hear. They don't know everything.
Do they know the cause of death, no. at least?
They don't know none of that.
So, like, are they, like, as much in the dark as everyone else is? I think
they
know
enough to, you know, they probably know more than what we know, obviously.
Right.
But they're probably not going to say nothing because of fear of...
Oh, well, yeah. That, no. You know, I mean, obviously, I would be the same way. Even though, you know, deep down inside of me, I'm like, just fucking release it.
Right. In my head, know? I'm like, please. It's like one of the mysteries for me. It's JonBenet and this. Like, for me, I can't, you know?
I mean, even if, I guess they really don't need to, like, release, like, the cause of death necessarily, but I feel like they need to release more of the recordings and the, you know, whatnot, yeah. which, you know, I don't think we've even touched on yet.
No, we're about to get to that. So when the girl, of course, they clear the park, get everybody out of there, and they get the girls and they get their bodies and they take them to the morgue and the family members identify them. And of course, you know, they have the funerals. It was said at the funeral that they did have scars on their neck. No, we did find out because there was theories like maybe they were decapitated.
Yeah.
We found out no.
Yes.
We only found out no because...
Well, I was going to say we have a credible source for that. I have a friend who is a licensed mortician, and she, I kind of asked her, you know, like, would that be like typical if they were decapitated to just throw a scarf on it and call it a day? And she said, no, like, absolutely not. Like, she said, you probably wouldn't even be able to have an open casket if the body was decapitated, and it would have to be open casket to only like close family members, mm-hmm. and then closed casket for everyone else.
Right. That so, basically the scarf. Now that doesn't say
that theory is kind of debunked as far as them being decapitated.
But as their throats being slashed, that's that still could be a possibility a reason for the scarves. And also, well,
whenever they embalm, there's like a few different like key area points that you have to. Like, I think she said one was, like, the leg or the foot or mm-hmm. The chest is mostly where they start. And that, you know, women wear lower cut shirts than men do. So men can wear a collar and it covers it up. Right. But, you know, when a woman, you can't, you know what I mean? Like, they have to, like, sometimes place things in certain areas to like kind of cover that up. So
exactly.
it could just be something like it was an embalming scar, you know?
So after some, I think I want to say the next day, that's when it was released that they were murdered, that there was foul play, that, they would be holding a press conference. At the press conference is when we got the first mugshot, and of course that'll be brought up, you know,
composite
everybody,
sketch
if
wasn't
you're
necessarily
into
a mugshot case,
yes, if you're into this case you're gonna know, or yeah, composite sketch. If you're into this case, you're gonna, everybody has seen it, it's been labeled,
but also not just a composite sketch, there was a actual photo released that was taken from Libby's phone.
Yes, so they're
and
saying,
it was this guy that was walking on the bridge
walking
and it looked like he was
video.
Walking towards them,
mm-hmm.
and there it's like a 2-second clip just of him taking one step after the other, and then that's it,
right? So these are our theories of what we think happened, because clearly the only thing that we actually say.
What I was going to say, what about the audio? Did you talk about the audio yet? Okay.
The only thing that we can factually say is that at the press conference, they had released the composite, and they also released. Actually, I don't think the audio was released until April. So it was a good little bit of ways.
Yeah.
And then they released the audio.
That's true.
Which said down the hill.
Yeah, down
plain
the hill.
Plain as day. I mean, it probably wasn't plain as day. They
it
had
was,
to clean it up.
Well,
they
I mean, it sounded pretty. It was like, because I've listened to it on loop a thousand times. It's like down the hill.
Yeah.
Down the hill. Like, right. It's just like down the hill. Like, that's it.
Right. And I think we'll have that audio in just a second, but I think that a lot of, you know, where people were confused, like, oh my God, she caught that on video. So, of course, that's all they released. It wasn't no cause of death. It wasn't no, oh my God, this is how they died. They're keeping it close to their chest because in their theory, the first video was, or the first, you know, they showed a clip of the video, which was like a 30-second clip. And it wasn't like a long, I mean, it wasn't even 30 seconds. I want to say 10 seconds. I was just really shocked that, you know, that they caught this on camera. I couldn't imagine the fear, or even if on audio, I couldn't imagine the fear of hearing this.
Well, and it also makes you wonder, like, what else is there on that phone?
Exactly. And we'll get more into that in a minute. But here's the audio of what Libby captured on her phone that day. Now, I just played it a couple times for you, or Haley played it a couple times as it and on a loop. So you
yeah, it's on a loop.
Whole, you know, concept, but it was only said one, what we one know time, of yeah. some, one time. And that's what they released.
Which it sounds like someone's giving them a direction of what to do right, and where like to go.
Down the hill.
Like, yeah, you like see, in my head, when I hear that, I picture the suspect and I picture him with like a gun to both of them and like pointing and like saying down the hill, like go right. down the hill, right. you know?
I understand
that's
that.
What I picture in my mind because when I hear that.
At the end of the trail was a 50-foot drop hill. I mean, it was pretty steep. It was a steep hill. And then you went through some
do you think it would have been like able
and then you went through a creek. And then that's where their bodies were found on the other side.
Do you
of the
think
creek.
That do you think that they would have been able to just walk down that, or do you think it would have been like hard to like get down?
I'm going
to
tell you my theory in a moment, what I think happened. But a lot of people speculate and say that, you know, this guy in the video is the guy that killed them. And I don't think that they, because at first when they came out, they was just calling him a person of interest, that they wanted to speak to him, that they thought they needed to talk to him, things like that. But I honestly think that they've had to have thought, they had to have more video, they're just not releasing, to make that assumption.
Yeah, you know? They have, I think they definitely have more video, and they definitely have more audio, but they're just not releasing it. And
so some years passed, 2 years to be exact, and they came out with a new composite sketch. And this looked completely different than what we had been looking for all this time.
Yeah, completely different.
Mind you, it's a $200,000 reward if it leads to the capture of the people that killed them. There's billboards everywhere. And I honestly think that this is a person that's in the town. It still is. I think that people get caught up in the video, which they should, and he looks a lot older than what he is. And I've said that, I think. So at the end of of the high bridge, it goes into a steep hill. Abby and Libby were at the back, or at the end of the at the end of the bridge, where it's almost about to go down the hill. And they're facing from the direction of where they just came from. So they kind of did like about to turn around and walk back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when Liberty and Abby see this man. And mind you, at 2:07, he wasn't in the background.
No.
So mind you, at 2:07, he wasn't in the background. They see this man walking towards them very quickly.
So something happened between 2:07 p.m.
and around
3:15 p.m.
Yes.
Because that's when Libby's dad was going to be there to pick them up. So they were not necessarily murdered in that time period. I think they probably were,
mm-hmm.
but not necessarily. There's, you know, still possibility that they could have just been, he could have just had them and taken them somewhere. And you know what I mean? Yeah. And then brought the bodies back. You know, anything's possible at this point.
Right.
But I think we know, which I don't know if it's ever been confirmed by the police, the time of death. But I think the time where something happened was obviously between 2:07 and 3:15. So that guy had to have been either on the other side of the bridge
mm-hmm.
and was walking towards them, because he was walking towards them. So they were walking,
towards them.
They
really
were walking
fast
on one side, and he was walking on the other.
Yeah. So like he was headed towards them.
So what's on the other side of that bridge? Where would he have came from?
He would have come from the trail they just walked from.
Is it like
he
a loop trail?
He was heading towards them. No, like you walk up and you walk back.
Oh, you walk back. Okay.
They were on their way walking back. He was walking towards them.
Mm-hmm.
And he was walking with a speed that made her probably uncomfortable enough. And this is from factual, what they said in, like, the videos and stuff is that he, like, something made her instincts go off to start recording him. Because they said for sure that it is recorded, that it's somewhat video, and then it turns to audio because she sticks the phone into her pocket. And then that's when all the audio comes into play.
Yeah.
So my theory, and now we can discuss what we think happened, and then, you know, we'll go from there. My assumption is that as they were walking back, they must have seen this guy either in the beginning when they were walking and thought, you know, got a little vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Like, I've sat here and I racked my brain. Like, did they know him? Was it unexpected? I think they knew him from around town. I don't know. But you would think that why wouldn't they have said it on video if they know? Like, oh, that's John.
Yeah, well, I don't think they knew. I don't think that they knew him. Because if they knew him, they wouldn't have been like, oh, there's some weird guy walking towards us.
So I think that...
I think it was somebody there who was there either by chance.
Right.
Or he was there because he knew that that was like a popular hangout spot for younger teenage girls.
Right. So,
and so he kind of like placed himself there on that day knowing there was no school.
Right.
You know.
You could, yeah. Clearly. I really... So, in my opinion, I think that they seen him in some way, shape, or form as they were about to walk towards the bridge. I think they seen him as soon as they were dropped off. Maybe, you know how you're walking and you see other people walking. At that point when they're dropped off, there are multiple people around, walking around.
Yeah.
They just walked long enough to where they got down to the end and nobody was walking across that. Nobody really walked across it. It wasn't like... that it was a trail. It wasn't like the bridge was something that everybody walked across.
Right.
So it was out of the norm for them to walk across it. And when they got to the end of it, and I bet you it was kind of scary. When they got to the end of it, I think they turned around and noticed this dude is coming at them. And that's creepy. That's giving me fucking anxiety right now.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? Like, and he looks like, in the video, as I'm watching it, like, it just looks like he's had to do that before. He's just strolling
along.
He's had to be on that bridge before. You're not going to walk that high of a bridge and walk that good and not have a problem.
But then I'm just wondering, why is he just strolling so, like...
Why is he looking down and strolling?
I think the reason why he's looking down is because there's obviously gaps in between the boards
when you walk, so
you have to look down when you're walking.
He has his
hands in his pockets.
And I've said this. I honestly think this guy is just a red herring.
I'm trying to look at, like, the indentions of his pockets and see if I can see a fucking
gun. They said it was a weapon there, a knife, a gun. They zoomed it in and you could actually tell. Like, he walked with a limp at first. But if he's a young guy, this is all just... He's dressed in a hoodie. He looks a lot bigger than what he should be.
If he's a young guy, he's dressed like a middle-aged man. Yeah.
So that's why I think...
He's wearing something that my dad would wear.
Right. So as he's walking to them, she pulls out her phone. I feel to my... This is just my theory that she pulls out her phone to record. And as he's either... From what I learned is he was far away. And she recorded him quite a while. Only takes 6 minutes to cross the bridge. Yeah. So, he must have been not that far from her and started walking towards her.
Or they were towards the end. And then
they were right at the end, and then he
started walking, and then they were like, oh, let's turn around or something. But then they somehow got back towards the other way because that's where their bodies were found.
I think that she started recording and they were talking back and forth laughing. You know how kids get in a nervous situation. I feel like they were standing there and when they seen him, she started recording him. Then she puts it in her pocket to seem cool like nothing's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And zips her fucking phone up in her pocket. This is just my theory. Let me mind you. And I feel like, and I kind of want to get you there. Like, make you feel like you're there. So imagine, okay? Close your eyes for a minute. You're sitting there. You see this weird guy. You record him. You put your phone in your pocket with a still and record. Now, mind you, typically, if you're on Snapchat or if you fuck with Snapchat, you're going to always go to Snapchat to record shit. And you can only record for a certain amount of time. Well, I don't think from where they was that it was picking up. Sometimes your videos don't pick up. So I think that's when she went to her iPhone camera and started recording it. Because a lot of people just do Snapchat for the Zoom, you know, to get the effect of joking in and out, you know. So I think she went to her iPhone, hit the camera button, turned it on record, and stuck it in her pocket. I think there's only like a 6-minute window when you actually see this man walking towards them. And at that time, I feel like in the video, it's not him walking. He's not came up on them. I think that they probably had a quick conversation to each other and realized they probably didn't want to walk past him and maybe waited, was like standing there waiting for him to pass them and turn around. I think when he got to them, that's when he said, guys, pulled it out, guys, down the hill.
I think there's more than one person involved in this. And because, and the reason why I think that is because it's...
And when he said down the hill, I believe that he, and everybody's like, how the hell did hit one guy do this? Listen, I'm about to tell you. They didn't want to be away from each other. Abby and Libby would not have left each other. So, he had to have got a hold of Abby. She's the smaller one. She's one that looks not weaker, but you know, it's going to be a little bit harder for you. I think Libby was a little taller, you know, a little thicker. So, you know, he's probably, as he walked up and rushed at them, and I feel like he did. I feel like at that, it just happened so fast. I feel like it was something that happened, like just, he was walking, playing it off nonchalant, and then he just like kind of gets at him, like go down the hill, you know? And I think that as he was walking down the hill, he had to have had, you know, Abby, and they start kind of slipping down the hill because it's an incline. And I feel like, and I don't know why, but when I picture it, I feel like as they're going down the hill, he kind of loses his footing a little bit, which makes him release Abby, and they take off running. And somehow he probably could have caught back up with them. Like, so I feel like when he lost his footing, this is just my theory, They get across this little piece of little land, and of course it's woods, and I think they make it to the water. I think they get caught in the water trying to cross to the creek, and I think that's what leads them all the way over there. So when they get there, of course he's pissed, and they did say that Libby got the brunt, and that's, I don't know if that's factual, but I hear.
Who said that?
I've done listened to so much shit, but every podcast says the same thing somewhat. Not every podcast, but everything I've listened to and researched on says that Libby got the worst part of it. That she was, you know, it was more brutal for her, I'm guessing. So a lot of the aggression was took out on her. And it could have been because she got away, like they were getting away. Because Libby's shoe was found, like, a little ways back. So that makes my theory of them kind of slipping away from him and trying to almost get away. But could you imagine that fucking fear? Like, there's nowhere to go. So this man had to have killed them, and she probably still had it recording. And at 3:11, when her dad was on the other side pulling up, when he called, boom, it shut off her fucking video.
I don't know. All I know is that, if somebody puts a gun to me and they try to tell me to go somewhere, I ain't fucking going.
Right. Well, we're adults. We know. You can't go to the second park.
I'm just saying, you're dead. My mom instilled that in me from a young age.
That if you go to the second location, it's over.
Nope. She said, if anybody ever tries to get you, put a gun to you, get you into a car or anything, she said, run. Right. Run and scream, because whatever they're going to do to you there in probably public where they're at, where they're trying to take you from, is not going to be as bad as what they are going to do to you.
Exactly.
Which, at the same time, you don't know how you're going to react in a situation until you're in the situation.
Right.
You know, and there were young girls, and you know what I mean? Like, you don't know. Fear could get the best of you.
That's true.
I would like to think that I would just be like, no, I'm not going.
Right.
You know, because like I heard about this one girl that was like, I don't remember like specifics of the case or like what even happened, but like some guy was like trying to kidnap her, and he like put a gun to her, was trying to get her into the car, and she just like sat down.
Right.
Like, on the ground.
That's smart, yeah.
And was like, I'm not, and then he just like ran off because he didn't know what the fuck to do.
But I think that, you know? I think that it took them off guard. I think that they were took off guard quickly.
Yeah.
So that's why he was able to control them. Because it was quick, it was precise, and I don't think it was planned. I think it was spurred a moment. I don't think he planned this out. I think he carries a gun on him because he's to say the least, and I know that they said that it wasn't no catfish. The mom came out and said, no, they wasn't catfish. They wasn't on, like, talking to boys. They wasn't doing none of that. It wasn't nothing like everybody thinks it is.
I don't think it was either. They don't seem like the type of girls to do that.
It just seems random and it happened quickly. And then I think that he got away after he killed them. I think he cleaned himself off and disguised himself as a person that was helping search for them and got away.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion. What is your opinion on how do you think it happened?
I mean, I don't really have a whole opinion on exactly what I think happened. But I just, like I said, I find it hard to believe that he was able to take down two girls at one time, you know?
Right. That's
but, I mean, I don't... It's hard. It's hard to, like, say, like, what you think happened.
Right.
You know?
I sit around and I think about my theories. I'm a weirdo.
Well, I don't think we talked about the persons of interest. There were a few persons of interest.
Yeah.
But I think they were all, like, kind of cleared. And I think they were cleared by DNA evidence.
Right, so
but they haven't released any of that yet. I know
they probably got DNA and it's not in the database, which makes me believe that the guy had to leave DNA. And I think that you're right. The persons of interest got disqualified.
Well, there's only a few. I'm not going to go into deep detail of, like, each one. But one was a man named Paul Etter. Mm-hmm. And it said on July 23rd, 2019, he was wanted for the kidnapping and rape of a 26-year-old woman in Tippecanoe. Tippecanoe. Where is that? Where's Tippecanoe? That's in Indiana. Okay. Yeah. That's not too far from the Delphi area. 5 days after he was surrounded by police and all this stuff, and then he, like, died by suicide after a standoff with police for, like, 5 hours. He died by suicide.
Right.
So, I don't think, you know, he was obviously a person of interest.
And these were the guys that looked like the first composite sketch. Let's say that.
Yes. He had a very striking resemblance to the original composite sketch. And then there was Daniel Nations, who was a registered sex offender from Indiana. He was arrested in Woodland Park, Colorado in September 2017 and charged with threatening strangers on a monument trail with a hatchet.
Wow.
So, that's kind of suspicious.
That's really suspicious. But, yeah, when I looked up that guy was real upset. He said it ruined his life. He might have, you know, when I looked up that guy, he was talking. He got cleared because...
Well, I think they've all been cleared, yeah, technically.
He said that they, you know, kind of ruined his life.
Yeah, because it says February 2018, authorities said that Nations was no longer considered a person of interest.
And these people in these groups don't give a fuck.
No, they don't care. They
will literally put your side by side to, like, the first composite. And you know what? Even still to this day, they still think the first composite is bridge guy. And that's what they call the guy that's walking across the bridge. I think the first composite is bridge guy. But I don't think it's the guy that killed them. I don't know. If that makes sense. Like,
yeah.
I feel like the second one is more close to what the guy looks like. I'm going by the second one. Don't shoot the messenger. It's whatever. Get mad. I'm going to go what the police say. And the police are telling me it's not number one. It's number two.
Well, here's number three. Thomas Bruce, who used to be a pastor. And he was charged with shooting a woman and sexually assaulting two others. Fatally shooting, I might add. He, like, ordered them at gunpoint into the back room of this shop that was a shop for, like, religious and church supplies.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so he also looked very similar to the first composite sketch. And then there was a fourth guy named Charles Eldridge. Mm-hmm. And he was arrested in 2019 in Union City, Indiana, on charges of child molestation and child solicitation.
Gross.
So he obviously, you know, bears a strong resemblance to the original composite sketch, but he was later ruled out.
Yeah.
So really, we're nowhere after this. We've been talking. We're nowhere. We're not any I mean, the police might be closer now than
hopefully
they ever
the
been.
Word's getting out, and that's why I wanted to do this on the 4 year. Eventually, they're going to have to shit or get off the pot. They're going to have to give more evidence out. I know they don't want to. I know that it's not going to happen, but I feel like that in order for this case to be solved and not be cold
they
anymore,
need the public.
They need the public to know. There are people out here that can, I'm not saying that they can't do their job. I think that they need help in every way that they can get it.
They just need, they need the public's knowledge and, you know what I mean, of people who look like him or might walk like him or talk like him
I think
or anything.
They confused everybody when they came out with the second sketch, and now they're like,
never
mind the first one, here's the second, it looks completely different than what you said. But like I read, you know, you could see somebody one day on the, you know, as you're walking, and you're not going to remember what they're wearing or what they're doing, you know, you're
going
to remember bits and pieces. So that's how they got the first sketch. Somebody seen that, seen a guy that looked like him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And somebody really seen a guy around the time that looked like the second one. I think the second one beats out the first one. We need to be focusing on the second composite now. We need to be looking at the teachers, the students. It could have been a, nobody knows. It could have been a fucking 18-year-old, 19-year-old, 20-year-old.
Yeah, well, I mean, the police said that he either appears to be the ages of 18 to 40 years old.
Yeah, like they.
So that's a very big age gap, you know, for a specific person that you're looking for.
So just, if this case drives you crazy, it's going to keep driving you crazy. And I feel like,
it's going to drive us all crazy until we're.
Also read they're not going to do no press
there's
release
answers
this year either, which,
well,
I think right now we don't want to hear from you unless you're telling us who the fucking killer is.
That's true.
Just, we want information. And I feel like as a whole, you know, some people are like, that's their business, that's their family, they don't want anybody to know. I think that, you know, it's time to start releasing information. You know, you don't have to tell everything, but I think the cause of death would really clear out a lot of speculation, or at the time of death. If they released the cause of death and time of death, I think that would be enough information.
I don't even think they need to do that. I think they need to just release, like, more of the audio and more of the video.
Well, yeah, that too.
You know?
We need more. We need more to
understand.
And I know we don't know shit.
If you have a tip, though, we do have some tip information for you.
Yep.
If you have any tips, any information leading to the arrest
of the horrible
of the suspect,
monster who did this.
Yes, we have an email tip line, and it is Abby ABBY and Libby LIBBY tip at CACOSHRF.com. So that's like Carroll County Sheriff,
right?
Abbreviated.
And then there's a tip line number, which is 844-459-5786, and that's the tip line. So
yes, and you can also just directly contact the Indiana State Police or Carroll County Sheriff's Office. Indiana State Police is 800-382-7537, and Carroll County Sheriff's Department is 765-564-2413. So if you know anything, or you have heard anything, or you've seen anything,
you've seen pictures, you did anything is not too little, at least call and talk about it.
Submit it, you know.
You never know. You could be solving the case.
Yeah.
If you can't do it for the little girls that were killed and murdered and the family that has to be without them, there's a $200,000 reward, which I don't even care about that. I just want to know who did it.
Yep, me too.
I just want to get that guy off the streets because clearly it was something really fucked up.
And something else is going to happen again.
It will.
Mark my words. If he's not caught, something else will happen. And I think that they will be. It will be very easily tieable to the Delphi murders.
Yep.
And in some way.
And so. I hope that doesn't happen. So hopefully.
No, I hope it doesn't either. But I feel like unless they figure out who it is and they get him off the streets, it's going to happen again.
Right, exactly.
You know, so this everybody was just.
Clearly his first time.
Be careful when you're out there. Be aware of your surroundings at all times.
Do not let your kids out of your sight, regardless of how old you think they are.
Carry your gun with you if you have one.
It's crazy times, ladies and gentlemen.
Mace, anything. And hey, mace, I actually heard that wasp killer spray is a good alternative
for mace.
To mace because it shoots up to like a six foot stream. Yeah. So you don't have to get as close to the person.
But yeah, so that works.
To shoot it in their eye. So pick up some wasp killer. This podcast is sponsored by wasp killer.
It sure is. And I want to thank you guys and also you can find us on Facebook under Easy Killer Podcast. We do have a Facebook page. We do have an email at easykillerpodcast@gmail.com and also Instagram, Easy Killer Podcast. Also on TikTok, Easy Killer Podcast.
Yep, Easy Killer Podcast right across all of the platforms.
All of them, goddammit. Well, thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you.
And we hope we, you know, cleared up some, you know, doubts about it. Or
caused more doubts about it.
We're probably going to get... We're two foul-mouthed idiots.
Yeah. What more can you expect?
Have a great day.